Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Anthony Brooks is out today. It's Thursday, which means it's time for our weekend picks. And joining me now to give us hers is Hillary Hughes, music and arts editor at digboston.com. Hey there, Hillary.
Hi, Meghna.
So we're hearing a little bit of your first pick. What is it?
This is Fujiya and Miyagi, and the track we're listening to is OK off of their latest album, Ventriloquizing. Try saying that three times fast. The band formed in the UK in 2000, and they got their name for the band from the film The Karate Kid. Which is great, because I love Mr. Miyagi. So,
well, let's listen to a little bit more. Okay, Fujiya and Miyagi, Hillary, but they're not Japanese?
No, they're definitely not. They're kids from Brighton. But they even admit to the faux identity in a 2008 track called Butterfingers, and they sing, "We're not a couple of shadow boxers, oh, we're just two Anglo-Saxons."
Okay, and so when are Fujiya and Miyagi playing?
You can see them this Sunday night, January 22nd, at Great Scott over in Alston.
Sunday night. Well, good. I guess that's something for folks who don't plan on watching the Pats game.
I'm not going to be one of them, so no. This is definitely my alternative.
Good. Well, on that note, what's your next pick?
Okay, my next pick is a dance performance at the Institute of Contemporary Art, or the ICA. It is the Boston premiere of Everything is Getting Better All the Time by Monica Bill Barnes and Company. And Monica Bill Barnes is a New York-based choreographer, has this really talented company behind her, and they're really good at doing site-specific pieces. Mm-hmm. And they do commission pieces, and they kind of bend the definition of dance for a lot of people. And this time around, they're actually doing this combination glam rock and super outrageous, super enthusiastic performance. And according to the press materials, the goodwill of the Little League game and the enthusiasm of a high school marching band. Well, let's just get this right. So glam rock, the enthusiasm of a marching band,
and Little League.
So that is a whole lot of images to work with here, but they're going to work it out on stage.
It actually sounds really attention-grabbing, at least.
I'm into it.
So that's Everything is Getting Better All the Time at the ICA in Boston on Friday, January 20th and Saturday, January 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Can I sneak in a pick myself?
No! That's not allowed. It's your show, yes, absolutely.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway. I was just going to say, you can't stop me. Because I have to point out that the Decorative Museum in Lincoln, they're having their biennial, and it mm-hmm. opens this Sunday. This is an exhibit that features interesting work by New England artists. And one artist in particular I want to talk about, her name is Lauren Kalman. And I've actually, on the screen here, Hillary, I've got a picture of some of her work. So I want you to take a look at it.
Don't break it. Meghna's in the process of turning a computer around. And this
technology
may not
in a radio studio. Okay, so you see that?
Oh, cool. Okay.
You know what that is?
That's a bracelet? Yeah? Or is that an anklet? I think that's a leg.
Actually,
that's an appendage.
That's her thumb.
With something pretty on it. Oh,
that's
okay.
That's her thumb. But on the right-hand side, you see how...
That's a phalange.
There's
that's
her... It's her body.
Yeah.
Basically covered in spots.
You gotta warn me before you show me something.
It looks like syphilis, right?
If
you knew what syphilis looked like.
This jewelry does look interesting.
Yeah, because there's like little tiny red spots all over her body.
Kind of like plague, but decorative.
And you just said it. It's jewelry. It's not... Mm-hmm. An actual disease.
No.
And it's from Lauren Kalman's body of work called Blooms, Efflorescence, and Other Dermatological Embellishments. Okay, let me show you.
That's a really polite way of saying weird stuff that you find on your
skin. Well, it's jewelry that she's made, obviously, by hand to represent or depict, basically, dermatological diseases that a person can have. So it's sort of this making us rethink what disease is supposed to look like and where we find beauty. I'm not quite sure if it's my thing, but it's definitely provocative work. So much so that we're actually going to talk to one of the curators from the Decordiva next week on Radio
Boston. Oh, right, that's cool. Okay.
So Hillary, we've got time for one more. What's your last pick?
My last pick is the 2011 Sundance Shorts at the Coolidge Corner Theater, and those start on Friday the 20th. So Sundance, huge deal. It is undoubtedly the best independent film festival in the United States. Sundance, actually, it's great because they do a lot of local promotion. They partner with theaters across the country. They present events leading up to the big event. And this weekend, 7 short films from last year are going to be shown in one sitting.
Wow. Okay. At the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline, is there any one particular film you're looking forward to?
There is, actually. Lake Bell's Worst Enemy. It's about a woman who gets stuck in a full body girdle. Yeah, like a girdle. Like, that sounds awful. And she's actually an actress, too. So this is her first short film. And the fact that her first short film was being brought to Sundance, that's a really, really big deal. So that in itself, that's the standout film for me in this group that we're going to see at the Coolidge.
Okay, she's an actress, but maybe people know her from...
No Strings Attached.
Yeah,
the god-awful Ashton Kutcher movie. It's pretty terrible. But, I mean, this looks really promising, so I hope that that's not going to affect people's viewings of this short film.
Okay, so totally different type of film here.
A little bit.
We actually have a clip of Lake Bell, the actor, now director, discussing her inspiration behind the main character in Worst Enemy. Let's listen to it.
You know, for all intents and purposes, so many, like, really pretty, cool girls that... are in a tornado of anxiety about nothing. And I find that really interesting.
Okay, so Lake Bell calls it an anxiety about nothing, but, like, a lot of women have concern about their weight.
Mm-hmm. Myself included. Also, have you seen Lake Bell? She's gorgeous. She's your typical Hollywood type, you know, super tall, super skinny. So it's interesting that she's choosing to make this film as a commentary about this issue.
So that's Worst Enemy, along with six other shorts from the 2011 Sundance Festival, starting this Friday and extending through Thursday, January 26th at the Coolidge Corner Theater in Brookline. Hillary Hughes, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Hillary Hughes is music and arts editor at digboston.com. There are links to her picks and mine at our website, radioboston.org.